Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 18th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about national hero, Dr. Sikhanyiso Ndlovu.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about national hero, Dr. Sikhanyiso Ndlovu.
The body of Dr. Sikhanyiso Duke Ndlovu has arrived in Harare from Bulawayo for burial on Saturday at the National Heroes Acre. Relatives, friends, and senior government officials thronged the Harare International Airport to receive the body of the late national hero.
Ndlovu served as the Minister of Information and Deputy Higher Education Minister. He is credited for introducing long-distance education benefiting many Zimbabweans. The death, of course, generates the long-running debate in the country of who is a hero.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voanews.com. Let me take that again. studio7news@voanews.com.
Yabambe Zulanda Balinganchonanjan, Labet Koda, Konapoge, Emakaya, yes, Langangescati, Usandu Pupage, Utotela, Uskanyaso Chukunlovu, Yena Opopele, Ematate Hospital, Usuana Santa Gulula. Yes, Zulege Uguti is Tumbusake, Sanchu Konangale Arari. Lepakotula okula abantu abanengkona e-airport akade besimelele. Ye, ukanya zanike uza ngocho kusasa e-National Heroes Acre. Dr. Ndlovu besaziwa esibili ngokuthi ube kichimisa ezombusazwe, njalo kichimisa ezemfundo. Ule college lakhe elibizwa ngokuthi iziteko, Zimbabwe Distance Education College. Ye, siyakhumbula kulesi sikhathi lapho elake lahlaselwa lelo college khona ngale eBulawayo. Ye, lihlaselwa ngabalandeli be-MTC kwangani kulokuhluphana okwakuthize. Kodwa ke siyakwazi njalo ukuthi uSikhanyiso Duke Ndlovu wayekhona ngale ke empini lapho ayekhangela khona ezemfundo. Yes, funa ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lingamvalisa lisithini ke udokotela uSikhanyiso Duke Ndlovu. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasinombolo, lifone khona ngapho siyalifonela lapho elikhona. 001-202-619-2077. Ye, khulumani sizwe.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve kana kuti tichikurukura nezve gamba renyika. Dr. Sikhanyiso Ndlovu vakashaya nemusi wechipiri avo varikutarisirwa kuti vachavigwa kumarinda eHeroes Acre muHarare mangwana. Parikutarisirwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanenge varipo vachipo mashoko avo ekuperekedza mufi. Mutumbi wavo vasvika muHarare iwo manerana Harare International Airport. Sekutaura kwataita varikutarisirwa kuti vanenge vachiradzikwa iwo mangwana nemusi wemugovera. Gibbs.
Yes, kuluma njeke sokulo mlaleli ofonileyo lapha ecingweni Blessing umfone khona ngale South Africa. Umnumzana ke uDindlovu. Baba Dindlovu, ungawutshona njani? Hayi, siphilile Ndlovu. Ye, akusitshela ukuthi ungathini ke ngokubhubha kukaSikhanyiso Duke Ndlovu.
khona kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu mani ukuthi ukufaka komuntu nje akuzange kwaba into emnandi.
Mm.
Mm, kuzisho ubuhlungu impela sizwelana nefamily.
Ye ungathi ye uqhubeka baba.
Mm, phela sinje sizwelana nefamily elahlekelwe.
Mhm.
Isihlobo sayo. Itawelanga lingaye.
Mm. So nxa sisikhangela ke imbali yakhe kodwa ungathini nxa usukhuluma ngokuthi wayendoda enje enje.
Unfortunately umuntu angazi abe nembali enhle lo ngodwa uma ukuzana noPF ebantwini ababonayo nabafuna ukukhuluma iqiniso ngezana noPF.
Mhm.
Imbali yakhe enhle isuka ipendeke mani ngombala omnyama because of what zana noPF ekwenza. Even noma ngakhuluma nje ngale ndlela ukhethwa ngayo kuthiwa kungamaqhawe ezwe akhethwa yi-Police Bureau which is a politically organ ezanu-PF, particularly ezanu-PF, instead of kube no-commissioner ezokhethwa ezoba i-national, ezoba fall under government. So that thing you can't say is those people who are always being elected where they are heroes. Bakhethwa ngepartisan. If you are not under ZANU-PF, that means you will not be declared as a hero, even though you have contributed for our country. Iyona nto ebuhlungu ngaloko, embi ngaloko. And ngingakusho ukuthi ngoba nayo be part of ZANU-PF until he aze afe, and until now as a declare as a hero, kukhomba khona ukuthi ube loyal to ZANU-PF. And wonke umuntu obe loyal ku ZANU-PF, mina ngimbona naye negazi ezandleni zakhe negazi labantu, ngoba ZANU-PF have been brutalizing people, bebulala abantu yonke leyo nto, and he was part of that. That's why I'm putting for name. Manje bengicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe uRugare Gumbo ubezongena, bengizofuna ukumbuza umbuzo ukuthi yena uma kungathiwa ufile namhlanje uyabona ukuthi engadwa as a hero na, ngoba nawo usephandle kwezanu-PF. And uye umuntu benginokumuzwa last uma kukhulunywa ngalezi zinto zokuthi amahero awafanele ngakhethwe i-Police Bureau, wayeyidefenda kakhulu leyo nto. Angazi nami namhlanje sengayidefenda ukuthi right now ukuthi i-Police Bureau kube yiyo ethatha isinqumo sokuthi ubani the national hero.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa ngamafutshane-ke 10 seconds khonapho ezemfundo ungatheni?
Hayi, ezemfundo usebenzile kakhulu impela uba ngoba namanje iZimbabwe uyahlonishwa ngemfundo, although manje I don't think ukuthi ifundo sesekulesa standard ekuso because of economy, kodwa yino beyenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu kwezemfundo. Which that is ngakho ngithe never mind umuntu enenibali enhle, kodwa ngoba ehamba nale group yela abantu kuba nalokho i-stain siba khona, upende nyana omnyama ukhona ku-history yakhe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Dindlovu khonapho e-South Africa, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Dindlovu, you know, he says this is a sad moment for Zimbabwe following the passing on of Dr. Dindlovu. And the further went on to say that the unfortunate thing is that, you know, whenever you are in ZANU-PF, all the works you have done over the years get diminished, you know, because you are associated with the party that he says some people don't like. And then at the end of the day, he also said that you know, nobody is declared a hero unless you're in ZANU-PF. So he believes that Dr. Ndlovu was a very, very loyal ZANU-PF member. And lastly, he mentioned something on education. He says Dr. Ndlovu did a wonderful job in actually educating Zimbabweans.
I think we have our first guest, an educationist himself. That's Dr. Takawafira Joe, the president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
And thanks for joining us, Gibbs. Maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes. What can you say about the passing on of Dr. Skhanyiso Jokhondlovu?
The first thing I want to highlight is that unlike other leaders, he died in Ulawayo, in a hospital in Ulawayo. Most of these leaders, when they are old and they are ill, we know that they go to South Africa and they go to Europe, but that in itself, his death in itself is an indicator that he is a Zimbabwean and believes in Zimbabwean solutions, and he was humble, and his death is just a simple death, and admittedly he was a hero. In terms of education, He advanced the education system in Zimbabwe. He pioneered long distance education through his Zideko, and he invested in public education. If you look at Zideko colleges, they are not charging high fees or privatized so that you would say he wanted to make profit out of this education system. They are very simple. They assisted a lot of people in through long-distance education who have become prominent in Zimbabwe. And he was not making money, but he was providing a service, an essential service to the Zimbabweans. So in my view, on that educational note, he is a national hero beyond doubt.
Thank you so much. And before coming on air, I had the privilege to talk to ZANU-PF spokesperson, Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, who also worked with the late Dr. Ndlovu during the Liberation War and also after independence. Right, Gibbs? Maybe let's take a listen to what Ambassador Moyo he had to say about the passing on of Dr. Skanyiso Ndlovu.
Well, yes, indeed. He was a very principled man. I knew him in the 60s during the days of the NDP and then ZAPU. And we were to meet again later in Zambia, where he had just come from the United States. And of course, his main assignment was to spread the frontiers of education to various camps in Zambia. He did stunning work. He did wonderful work. And a number of people today who are holding key positions in various sectors of the economy benefited a lot from his efforts. He was a principled man, a man of purpose, indeed a unifier. He hated corruption. He hated factionalism. He hated tribalism, hated originalism. So by the end of the day, we have lost a patriot, a great son of the soil. And I hope that he has left a legacy for many people to emulate, because he was a total person. He never really had enemies. He never created enemies. And I hope that wherever he is today, we believe that he has not really died, but he has been summoned for higher responsibility. We called him, of course, the Duke.
Lastly, tell us about his burial arrangements.
Well, his body arrived today. Late this evening, this evening from Bulawayo, after a church service there and some speeches had been given in Bulawayo, the body arrived almost at sunset here in Harare. And tomorrow, the body will be taken to Stoddart Hall as usual, and then for viewing. And after that, it will be taken to the National Shrine, to Irozeka, to his final rest. Resting place. That is what is going to happen tomorrow. But of course, there, before burial, the president will address the mourners. And by end of the day, we shall be over with the burial.
Of course, that there was the voice of ZANU-PF spokesperson, Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo. Ongu manzwa kubva kuna vakayamoyo kuti mutumbi wasvika muHarare nhasi, uye vari kutarisirwa kuti vanoradzikwa mangwana kumarinda eNational Heroes Acre. Vati munhu anga akazvipira mune zvose zvaaiita, anga asingafariri nyaya dzehori. Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha simzileke umnumzana uSimon Kayamoyo ekhuluma lapha esithi kukhanyangazani lapha kulahleke indoda enkulu uthi wayeyindoda engayingafuni ubongilimbane, wayengafuni inketa bachabi, wayengafuni labantu abathanda ukuthethisana nje lakhonoko kuthiwa-ke i-factionalism esikhona kuZANU-PF. Uphinde wakhuluma njalo ngokuthi iZimbabwe ilahlekelwe ngubaba wayethanda ukuthi alandule ngabantu abaningi. Uyakhumbula kuqala kwakule slogan ukuthi son of the soil. So uthi ke lo
mwana wefu mwana inji
umntwana wenhlabathi. So uthi ke umntwana wenhlabathi ungani sesibathele. kodwa kulesi sikhathi lapho ke wayengafisi ukuthi axoxe labantu be Studio 7 usakhumbula kwangazani yeke yafika isikhathi esinjalo akhulume ethi hayi kungazani lokhu angikufuni ukuthi ngikhulume lani banomzana ngiyakhumbula kule interview ayenza I think kwakunguNtunga kumbe nguChris yeah so i-interview yangkhona wayengani uyajika sibe sithi hayi ake linginyekele ngoba abantu bezanu phepha abaningi bajala ukutsho njalo ukuthi hayi ake lisijike kancane kodwa-ke siloba nje kunjalo obhubhileyo umuntu omhle kakhulu myeke lalale sibil ubaba Ndlovu ye so-ke ngilo mnumzana uSteven ecingweni lapha baba Steven ungawunjani
ngijabule kabe last week ngingene angakhuluma ngithi why angafaki ngegamba lo muntu omunye lo uthi ukamila athi mina ngikhulume tribalism ngijabule kakhulu namhlanje mfowethu
ehe so
ya lo ndoda mafa ufanele ukuthi afakwe heroes eka ngoba ulwele lelalizo uyabona
aha
ngijabule kakhulu thank you
ye so ngokutsho kwakho-ke ubona ngazani kuhambe njani ukuze ukuthi ayenziwe ukuthi uyi-national hero
no ngendlela lengakhona babathi yena ubele inkululeko so ufanele ukuthi afakwe kwi-hero eka singathi lo uphuma eblawayo or lo uphuma eHarare sonke abantu lwesi umazwe ukuthi ulwele inkululeko afakwe hero eka
ehe so wena ubona ngani sithi kulungile kakhulu ukuthi afake khona ngale Heroes Acre right
kakhulu if bangathi ngikhona ngibe ngizoya
ehe so ye kubeka bayo
ya ngithi if bangathi ngikhona le eZimbabwe ngibe ngizoya ukuthi ngobona ukuthi ngoba sithingathi ngoba lo muntu uphuma eBulawayo angasofaki ukuthi Heroes Acre ilongo le ndaba kwamanje ngijabule kakhulu umtshela ukuthi ungamile ukuthi angangiphendulanga right lalathi mangibuza le ndawo
o yebo phela hayi ngizamtshela ke mfowethu ye so nxa sesikhuluma-ke ngezemfundo ungathini
khona ngezemfundo uncede kakhulu lababa kakhulu hayi ngiyamsekela kakhulu lo baba
ye akuthi kamfukamfu nje ongamvalisa ngawo amagama khonapho
hayi alingokuthule lolu baba eshi hayi silahlekelwe kakhulu baba ngiyabonga
hayi sibonge kakhulu-ke baba Steven ungadula lakusasa khona wapho-ke e-South Africa
sure
all right baba so according to Steven you know he's happy that Dr. Sikhanyiso Ndlovu has been declared a national hero he says this man really deserves that kind of status he says he fought for the country he educated a lot of people so he deserves it so he says if he was in Zimbabwe he was going to go to the National Heroes Acre.
Of course, Dr. Ndlovu, like any politician, had his own moments. And of course, on December 12, 2008, a day after President Mugabe claimed that the Zimbabwean government had defeated a cholera epidemic, Ndlovu accused the United Kingdom of causing the outbreak in a quote racist attack meant to cause genocide against the Zimbabwean people. Dr. Joe, what's your comment on this?
I want to stress that even heroes also have black spots. There are several issues, even if you assess his role in his home area in Mberengwa, in Mwembe in particular. He could not even build a foul run. And we also hear that he instigated even violence in Ulawai. But in spite of these moments of madness, what I'm saying is we have to look at the bigger picture. And we are also assessing him in comparison with other people who are buried at the Heroes Acre. There are so many people who don't know what they've done. We only learn about them after they've died. But we are aware that Sikhanyiso Ndlovu was involved in the education system even in ZAPU. That's why ZAPU commanders were educated and were brilliant commanders. We are aware that he was also advising Joshua Nkomo. He was also involved in the training. And come independence, he then embarked on long-distance education that benefited the young and the old, and is responsible for the high literacy rate of Zimbabwe. So on the broader scale, Comrade Ndlovu is a hero. But of course, all heroes also have their black spots.
Thank you so much, Hans Wafawanaka. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo sibili ofileyo ke uzithulele mfowethu. Ikweso kubuya ke sesilomnumzana uNdlovu osecikwane ose South Africa. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Siyatshona baba, litshona njani?
Sitshone kakhulu, yeah. So uzwile lapho udaba lokuthi umnumzana uSikhayiso Ndlovu senzwe lokho kuthiwa liqhawe lesizwe. Kambe ungathini ngakhona kubaba?
Ngicabanga ukuthi bayenze kahle kakhulu ukuthi bambize njengeqhawe lesizwe.
Aha.
Ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi waqala ezemfundo esasekuzapha. Wabuya iZimbabwe yakhululeka, wakontinue ngezemfundo njalo ukuthi nalamhlanje sinabantu abafunde kakhulu eZimbabwe okudlula cishe amazwe wonke ase-Afrika. Abekho abantu abafunde njengabantu baseZimbabwe noma besemazweni kodwa bahambe nemfundo yabo, baphoxwe isimo sokuthi eZimbabwe akunamsebenzi base. Base beyaphume ezweni but bafundile. Engakusho-ke ukuthi okuthi kuthiwe unedenti ngenxa yokuthi wayekuzano, angifoni ukuthi kuliqiniso lokho, ngoba abantu mabekwazi ukuthi okuba uzano kwabo osikhanyiso bafakwa bangena through isivumelano kubaba uNkomo esaphila. So angisiboni isidingo sokuthi beyishiye izani ngoba kuthi ubaba uNkomo esengasekho or kuthiwe bangcolile ngenxa yokuthi izani inemisebenzi emibi. Izani enemisebenzi emibi yile yabe engakaze bebe neyunithi. Lene yunithi yamanje ngabantu bona bodwa balwayo. So you can't tell izani unganithiwa abathunywe ngama-leaders ezani ukuthi mabeyenze kanjalo. Abantu abalwayo izanu engcolile engabizwa kuthi ingcolile ebantwini basemathebeleleni yileya eyayinegugulawondi, hhayi leya manje. Abantu mabalungise inkulumo. Uma kuye kuthi kukhona abantu abayenza kaba bezanu, wela akusole umuntu, kungamani kusole nje abantu bonke abezanu ungathiwa bayenza kabo. Kakunjalo. But yena ngempela hayi cha, wena nathi siyabonga uma kuyukuthi efakwe lapho. Kungathi-ke kungathi especially ama-leaders wonke asemathebelendi ahambe njengayo, ngoba loya babo uma ngimamela iy'nkulumo zakhe ubenganazo iy'nkulumo ezidala inzondo noma ingxabano ebantwini basemathebelendi. Aso amathebelendi udlame lolo lezane abakhuluma ngalo manje lungekho kangako kungenxa yempimo zabo, and siyababonga ngokwenza lokho. Mabakhontinue nalaba abasele beyenza le nto efana naleyo. Ngiqhawe ngempela, siyabonga ukuthi bekhona. Nama uma kuye ukuthi bengikhona ekhaya, hayi mbingicaba abantu bezodriva ngiyobona umngcwabo wakhe. Ngiyabonga.
Ye, so ke valelisa uNdlovu khonapho ngamafitshane. Phosela efitshane nje.
Anginawo amafitshane ngakusho, kodwa engakusho ukuthi ubaba uNdlovu beyiqhawe ngempela. Le nto abamezayo ukuthi abe yihero ifanele. Futhi mhlawumbe ngathi engakusho yilokho. Abantu baseZimbabwe fanele bethenge into eyi-one. Ukuthi umuntu ulihero akusho ukuthi makela lise heroes acre. Umuntu sinobaba uLucas Masuku. Lucas Masuku mbani bashona kudala. Lucas Masuku, yeah, Lucas Masuku. Ake heroes acre.
Yes, siyakuzwa ukuthi ifoni yakho yes silahlisa 10 seconds khonapho baba. Singani sibaleka nje. Yeah.
Lucas Masuka ngithi akekho heroes acre. But thina abantu basemathebeleni siyamazi ukuthi i-hero. Lokho ngeke kumsuse ukuthi abe i-hero ngenxa yokuthi akuyi-heroes acre. So lokho bengakubalulisi kakhulu, akubaluleke imsebenzi lowo muntu, hhayi kuyolala lapha i-heroes acre abantu bezana bazenzela khona. Lokho
akubalulekiukuthi
umuntu wasebenzela kangakanani. Bengawari ngendaba zabo, babayeke benjalo.
Siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovini Endlovu baba. Yes, so according to Mr. Ndlovu, in South Africa, you know, it's good that he has been declared a national hero, and he says the dent that some people are talking about concerning Dr. Ndlovu should not actually stick to him, because it doesn't mean that everybody who is in ZANU-PF behaves in the same manner. He says this was a very great man, and he went into ZANU-PF because of the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo's party, you know, that is ZAPU. So he says leaders should actually emulate what Dr. Ndlovu did.
Of course, he was also a controversial figure. In 2007, he nearly caused a diplomatic row between Zimbabwe and Germany. This is after the German Chancellor Angela Merkel had called President Robert Mugabe a dictator. And Dr. Ndlovu, as the then Minister of Information, hit back, accusing her or alleging that she was a fascist. And of course, this led to Germany summoning the Zimbabwean ambassador to Germany at the time to protest what is called a diplomatic nod in the diplomatic circles. But, of course, like you heard from that interview I did with Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, the ZANU-PF spokesperson, he was against corruption. And this is what he had to say to members of the Bulawayo Press Club last year. He said he was actually bemoaning corruption in ZANU-PF, and I quote, this is what he said: "When we were in the war, we never thought that some of our colleagues would turn out to be so corrupt. The looting, the corruption is so much so alarming to an extent that it leaves you wondering what one would be thinking. You wonder how they consume their loot and keep on looting. This corruption is a cancer that can destroy ZANU-PF. If it is not stopped, we should stop it now."
Dr. Zhou, your take on that kind of statement?
I think Dr. Ndlovu was spot on, because in Zimbabwe, corruption has become routine rather than episodic, and it is high-profile corruption. And so I concur with him that the greatest cancer in Zimbabwe currently is high-profile corruption and the patronage and nepotism, because this corruption is even it's politically condoned. It is only after leaving ZANU-PF that you are then identified as having been corrupt. But otherwise, as long as you are politically right, you are protected. So Dr. Ndlovu on that, I think he was clear on. I think one other issue I should highlight is that when you are in ZANU, even though you are perfect, when he was in Minister of Information, but all, and Sandra would agree that he failed to act as a ZANU-PF Minister of Information, because more often than not, you could hear that what he was saying and what he stand for are totally different. Because if you are in Minister of Information, you are expected to be Goebbels, who defends the party policy and lie. And more often than not, he was failing to do that. So that would still, it shows that he is a true hero, but who has been dainted because of the work he is expected to do, because they are in government, that he acts as if it is still in war and divides people into patriots and what, and sell out when it should be uniting people.
Let's hear what people are saying on WhatsApp. Nison says, "I think Dr. Ndlovu was a hard worker, educationist par excellence, and most of all, corrupt-free nationalist and politician. Skanyison Ndlovu contributed to national politics to an extent of failing to save the people in Matabeleland, preferring to please Mugabe at the expense of his own people. He joins many politicians who failed their people but saved Mugabe with distinction." Sinyarawa said, "May his soul rest in eternal peace." And then we have Shumba Huru, who says he was a true cadre who had Zimbabwe at heart. Temba says, "Anything that saved the interest of ZANU-PF participated in oppression of the people." All of them a bunch of oppressors. This is what some people are saying, Gibbs.
Yes, on Facebook we also have some messages. And one of them is from Rutendo Katio, who writes, "Rest in peace, Dr. Skanyeson Ndlovu. Thanks for a job well done." Then we've got another message from Noel, who writes, "Sure, ZANU-PF has actually liked this person, and we hope to go to his rural home in Merengwa to meet there with the rest of the family."
Dr. Zhou, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying, Mr. Fidelis Ngube, stay on the line. We are going to come back to you. Stay tuned.